Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 23rd, Thursday, 2014. This is episode 38. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be talking about elections. I selected a few words and phrases. This weekend we're going to be having the general elections here in Brazil, the second ballot of the general elections here in Brazil. So millions of people will vote for president, and some people will also be voting for governor in their states. So I wanted to share some of the vocabulary that we can use when we talk about elections. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and you can get notifications whenever there is a new episode out there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search for Follow English altogether in one word. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So, let's talk a little bit about politics. Of course, I'm not here to give my opinion and to tell you who I'm going to be voting for, but that's not really the case. I'm here to teach you some interesting vocab that can be used. So, I can start by telling you about the vote we use here. So the verb we use when we refer to voting, and that verb is to vote for someone. So vote for someone. So I vote for candidate A or I vote for candidate B. So the first term I want to talk about, the first phrase, is the phrase political campaign. So a political campaign is basically a political campaign involves a lot of traveling. So candidates travel and they make speeches, public speeches, and they discuss the policies they want to implement. Also, the word political party. So a political party is a group of people who are who join together, forming a group in order to become, let's say, to govern a country or to gain power, let's say. Then we have the candidates. So we have left-wing candidates or right-wing candidates. We also have center-left or center-right or even center candidates. Then in United States we basically have two major political parties, and these are the Democrats and the Republicans. We also have the liberals and some other smaller parties, but here, to make things short, I'm going to mention just the Democrats and the Republicans. In UK we have Labour Party and we have the Conservatives. And we also have the Liberal Democrats, but again, these are the major parties, political parties. We have other different parties, Green Party, and many other smaller parties as well. Then here in Brazil, when we have the elections, we normally have one man, one vote. So it's not like in the Electoral College in the United States, where you have a very complex system, which I'm not going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about Brazilian elections. So in the Brazilian elections, each person or each voter can cast one vote. So here, voter, and a voter casts a vote. So So when you vote, you have a voting booth, which is the place where here in Brazil we have an electronic voting system. So electronic voting system means that our votes are cast electronically. So we press buttons and we choose candidates according to a number, and then their picture appears on the screen, and then we finally confirm. We hit a button to confirm, or we can also hit another button to correct if we made a mistake when we were choosing the numbers. So here in Brazil we have the first ballot, or the first round. I've heard people using both these expressions to refer to the first to the initial ballot. Let's say when people go and vote for the first time. Normally, in the first ballot, at least for presidential elections, we have, let's say, a bunch of candidates. This year, I guess we had around 8-9 candidates. Then the top two candidates, they move on to what we call the second ballot. Second ballot is normally held 3 or 4 weeks later. So then the political campaign moves on, and we go on to the second ballot. And in the second ballot, then the winner is the candidate who gets 50% of the votes plus one. So who gets the majority of votes. So we have the first and second ballot, as I told you, which you can also refer to as first and second round. Voting booth is the place where you go and you are kind of hidden, so nobody sees your vote. It's a secret vote. Then you can cast your vote. And when you cast your vote, you can also, here in Brazil, you get to cast a blank vote if you want. Some people like to protest and then they cast a blank vote, or they also spoil their vote. So there are two ways of... In Brazil, we have a system of compulsory voting, so you have to vote, or you have to justify why you haven't turned out. So this leads me to another expression that we use when we talk about elections, which is the voter turnout. The voter turnout is the percentage of voters who actually showed up and voted. Normally in Brazil, the voter turnout is very high because, as we have a compulsory system, most people and when I say most people, it means more than 90% of the voters, they actually turn out. Yeah? They show up and they vote. Yeah? So voter turnout is always very high in Brazil. Then we also have the political debates. And political debates, they are on TV and they involve several candidates. Depending on the case, now in the second ballot, of course, we basically just have the two remaining candidates. But in the first ballot, we had quite a bunch of candidates discussing different policies, and they get to ask questions to each other and answer questions. Then they can, go deeply into the policies they want to implement. And finally, the word political debate. And finally, there is the word coalition, which means when several political parties, they join together to form a coalition, or to form a group of political parties which are, let's say, supporting one another. And normally, in this case, they have one stronger candidate because they're supporting one another and forming a big group of political parties may be crucial if you want to elect a president. So this is it. Let me do a quick recap here. So some of the words that I talked about: voter, candidate, political campaign, political party, left wing, right wing, center left, center right, Democrats, Republicans in the United States, Labour Party and Conservatives, the Tory, and then first ballot, first round, or second ballot, second round, voting booth to cast your vote, to spoil your vote, to cast a blank vote, the electronic voting system, voter turnout, which is the percentage of voters who showed up to vote, who actually voted, and then the phrase political debates and coalition. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you learned a few new words and phrases, and I hope you're learning something. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, you can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also visit the webpage at pod.followenglish.com.br, and you can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email to get notifications whenever there is a new episode out there. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook if you want to get notifications of new episodes. So I hope you're all learning something. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.